Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
The judge just turned to the jurors and said, "We received a note from you signed by your jury foreperson at 4:20 p.m. 4:20. Here come the verdicts. We have the verdicts. Okay. Count one is guilty. That is a felony charge. Count one, falsifying business records. Count two, also guilty, falsifying business records in the first degree. Count three, guilty, falsifying business records in the first degree. Count four, guilty. That's another felony charge, falsifying business records in the first degree.
General Zod, your only feeling was contempt for our society. Your only desire was to command. This council has no hesitation in proclaiming you all
guilty. 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 Guilty.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who heard it that way, but that's what it sounded like to me. Jake Tapper, you know how somebody like deliberately suppresses their emotions in order to make it seem like they're not having any, but in fact, you can tell that they're just like jumping up and down and giddy inside. Just saying, that's how I interpreted Mr. Tapper, who I used to love as a reporter for ABC when he would cover the White House. And then he drank the Kool-Aid, went to CNN, and now is, you know, not what he once was. Of course, President Trump says it's rigged, it's terrible, it's horrible, he disagrees, we're going to fight it.
But this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Why should voters vote for a convicted felon?
And then Alvin Bragg, the DA.
I did my job, we did our job. Many voices out there. The only voice that matters is the voice of the jury, and the jury has spoken.
I would say that that's true to today, but ultimately the only voice that will matter is not the voice of the jury, but of the appeals court. So a little bit of an understatement of the facts there by Alvin Bragg. It's what matters today is the jury. And, you know, what he might have said maybe was something like, "I'm confident that we'll win on appeal," or something like that, but he didn't. As you may have heard the discussion, we don't know yet what the sentence is going to be. That's not going to happen for a little while. July 11th is what it's scheduled for. There's all kinds of possibilities here for the sentence. Everything from a fine to 4 years in prison, probably not particularly robust prison. Probation is another possibility. You could have, you could even have like a house arrest kind of situation. Like it could be served at Mar-a-Lago is theoretically a possibility. The other question is, whatever the sentence is, if the judge will actually enforce it. Because here's how this most likely will play out. Come July 11th, they hand down a sentence. Let's say it's house arrest for, 6 months. Okay. That's what he decides, you know, through the election so that Trump can't travel would be kind of the implication of that. He'd have to do rallies by Zoom. If that's what it is, then they could file an appeal and the appeals court could implement a stay and lift the sentence and say, just hold on, do nothing. And then we'd be waiting for the process to work itself out. If you ask me my layman's opinion, I think that's the most likely outcome. Okay. Also, of course, Juan Marchand could self-impose a stay. He could say, "My intended sentence is a year in jail, but I recognize that there's an appeal. I recognize that we're in an election year. I recognize. And so I'm going to put my own ruling on hold pending the outcome of appeals." Now, that'd be kind of self-aware to see. I just don't know how likely that is given everything else. But we'll kind of have to wait and see how that plays out. Meanwhile, the question of whether it was an appropriate verdict, whether the trial was fair and all that, of course, the president and his supporters have been repeatedly saying that it was rigged. I'll give you my, like, you know, my 2-minute summary of my own reaction to this right after we do Traffic on the Fives with Jimmy.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Pacer Milton, you guys are looking pretty clear over US 90. A little bit of a slowdown as you exit the bridge into Pensacola this morning. And heading southbound on, that is North Pace Boulevard, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive, just typical morning traffic backing up the roadways this morning. Golf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way on westbound 98 over the bridge this morning. It does appear to be a crash on the bridge, but doesn't seem to be slowing down traffic at all. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about doing any kind of home improvement, you need to get supplies, go to Pensacola Hardware. They're great for the supplies and also the advice. And also, they have an end-of-season blowout on their heaters and fireplace accessories. So if you're thinking about, I know right now you don't want it to be hotter, but, you know, in 6 months you may. Okay, so think about Christmas. Think about a Christmas gift. Think about just what it's like when it's winter. Well, you want to get a fireplace screen or ceramic heater, outdoor fireplace, fireplace tools, electric tower heaters, propane convection heaters, infrared heaters, LP gas heaters, or hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces. And if they still have them in stock, you can go and buy them on the cheap now so that you can have them later and not have to break the bank over it. Because, you know, that's what end-of-season blowouts have to do with. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Back to the conversation about the Trump trial. What do you think? 437-1620. Do you think it was unfair? Do you think it was rigged? Do you think the president was, in fact, guilty? Did he do the underlying things that he is alleged to have done? Or, well, you don't even have to say alleged. Now it's a conviction, right? That he did, that the court decided that he did. So my take on this is, I think it's best to break it into constituent parts, because what you're basically hearing from Democrats is, this is awesome, well done. And what you're hearing from Republicans, good Lord, what's wrong with our justice system? I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. And so I think if you break it into its parts, did Trump have the affair? Did he order the hush money, non-disclosure agreement? Is that a common practice? All of that. I think all of that, yes. I think any reasonable person thinks yes. And, you know, if he hadn't had any other infidelities, right, if he didn't have any kind of sexual suspicions around him, you maybe wouldn't give any credibility to it. But there's lots of that. There's put all that together with this, and it doesn't seem unlikely at all. I think he did the things that the trial claims he did. Does that constitute something that should be charged? Well, is it charged with other people at the same level of vehemence? It seems likely not. It seems very much like that's not the case. And so then you have to ask the question, is it political? In an election year, you know, with all the other trials being brought by people who seem to have some bias, it looks political. And the problem with this is, if it looks political, then that's bad, even if it's not. And so you ought to take account of that fact in the prosecution. At least I think you should, which means finding a more neutral judge, finding a more neutral venue, and in doing the trial in a more fair and neutral way without giving you so many opportunities for appeal. You know, Hugh Hewitt is somebody I respect greatly, fellow talk show host and, you know, constitutional scholar. He basically said, look, there's all kinds of grounds for an appeal here. Many, many, many grounds for appeal here, which I've read some of the, you know, some of his criticisms and some of the other stuff. And I think it'll be at least appealed significantly and possibly just entirely overturned on appeal. Seems like the most likely outcome. So was the trial itself fair? Even if you believe he did the facts, even if you believe the facts constitute a crime, this trial didn't give us a chance to really answer that question. And so it's not a good trial. And that's a problem. What about, you know, the implications that the system itself is failing and decrepit and unjust? Well, I think that's a challenge too. You know, we need to have faith in our judicial system. And if we don't have that faith, that's bad. Now, part of the problem is when you have a justice system that does inappropriate things, it brings disrepute upon itself. And when you have a president who consistently says that the system is rigged every time that it's against him, that also brings disrepute upon the system, even if it is sometimes rigged against him. Doesn't mean it always is. So these are all problems. The whole business of jury of your peers, yes and no. I mean, it's not that I think that the trial is so corrupted by that fact. I just think it would have been better if, you know, it would have been better if. It's kind of like Mitt Romney made a comment a month ago. He said, what I would do if I were president, if I were Biden, I'd just pardon him. And then go through with the debates and then go through with the election, because that's how you defang the process. That's how you make yourself look better and you restore Americans' faith in this entire system. Well, he didn't take that choice, right? Which is, I thought, actually quite good advice from Mitt Romney. 437-1620. Feel free to text me your perspective on what happened yesterday. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things, and the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union. Because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 7:23. On a really clear, beautiful Friday morning, although it's going to be hot, obviously, because we're into that season. Speaking of All Season Service Network, we guarantee to always provide the best service in the area, and they are the sponsors of our interview with Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Memorial Day came. Memorial Day crowds came. Park East and everywhere else. And?
Had no major incidents, you know, just minor things that we responded to. But surprisingly, the surf was, we did have surf those few days. And so no water, no serious water related incidents. Lifeguards did affect quite a number of rescues over the weekend. And, you know, no one was transported. We didn't have to further, you know, the EMS system wasn't involved. And so we stopped it before it really got out of hand.
Outstanding. That's always very, very good to hear. I assume there might have been some heat-related things, but other than that, nothing from the water and nothing for the guards that had the, you know, nobody in big danger in the water-related incidents.
No serious trauma to report.
Great. You guys, what are we looking at for this weekend?
Oh, well, the surf is going to pick up. You know, there's a rip current risk that begins Saturday into Sunday, so surf will pick up. But, however, we do have junior lifeguard tryouts are tomorrow morning at Quiet Water. Information is on our website. The exact time, I'm not sure. I believe it's 7:30, but we'll be out there at 7 o'clock getting prepared. So to meet the people at 7:30, and it's a competitive slot. You know, the applicants have to, you know, the top applicants are selected for the program.
What's the age range for that?
13 to 15.
And then if you select them, if they win it, what does that mean? What do they get? What do they become?
Well, they enroll in the class. We're looking for the fastest, strongest candidates, because what we're doing is we're training them to be future Pensacola Beach lifeguards. We've got several on staff today that I was talking to last weekend, and they're really excited to come out. And former junior guards are lifeguards now, and I mentioned to them junior guard tryouts, and so we'll have a lot of former junior lifeguards who are now lifeguards that will be assisting with the tryout tomorrow.
Did they have to be 18 to be regular guards, or can they be guards at 16?
16.
Okay, so that's why the 13 and 15. Got it.
Yeah, and we lowered in 2002. We lowered the range to 16, and it was a risk. It was a calculated risk, and it's paid off because a lot of our lifeguards begin at 16, and we have a lot more retention with them because we typically lose them once they become 22, 23 years old.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. Dave Greenwood, he is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for the good information. Thank you for overseeing our public safety and keeping us and our visitors safe. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks. We look forward to speaking with you next Friday.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
726 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy has got traffic for us.
If you are coming into town from Gulf Breeze, Navarre, you are clear all the way westbound on 98. There does appear to be a vehicle crash on the 3 Mile Bridge, but not showing any traffic slowdowns because of that. And Pacer Milton, you guys are clear all the way over the US 90 bridge this morning. Not showing any significant backups on Chemukla or Woodbine. Seeing a little bit of traffic as you get off the bridge and enter Pensacola. And Scenic Highway southbound, right before you hit Olive Road, there is a little bit of a backup this morning, so you can expect some delays through that area as well. Not showing any slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway. A little bit of slowdowns going northbound on Blue Angel Parkway, but nothing significant. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a major heat wave headed for a lot of the western U.S. now. The National Weather Service says that that's going to start next week and bring extreme heat in California and Nevada. So if you're traveling westward, I guess watch out for that. The Manhattan DA's office is assessing new assault claims against Harvey Weinstein ahead of his upcoming retrial. Prosecutors claim more accusers have come forward, which could mean a new indictment will be leveled against Weinstein before his retrial. For the previous sexual assault claim. And Elon Musk has now agreed to testify in an ongoing investigation about his purchase of Twitter. The SEC is investigating whether Musk violated any federal security laws when he bought the social media site.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 728 here on News Radio Pensacola. If you need to have any kind of good educational experience, whether you're trying to get an associate's degree or trying to eventually go to college, but to university, but you want to start somewhere that might be a little bit more accommodating to your needs, Pensacola State College is a fantastic local resource. I know from personal experience, we put two of our boys into PSCS dual enrollment. That means when they were high school seniors, they were taking college courses for high school and college credit both. It's a really good program, and it's free, okay? It's no cost for books, anything. So you get college credit for no cost while you're in high school, so you can graduate sooner when you get into college. It's pretty amazing. Anyway, they both went with about a year and a half worth of college credit to UWF from their experiences at PSC. And it's very accommodating. It's, different class sections, times. There's a wide variety of times for all the class sections because they know that people have different kinds of schedules that they need to work around. Non-traditional students, dual enrollment, or anybody else, and also you can, different professors. So, like we learned from our oldest which professors they liked and maybe didn't like as much. And so you get to pick and choose. I mean, it's just very, very accommodating, an outstanding resource for you if you have a traditional or non-traditional educational needs. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future educational goals at Pensacola State. UMass.edu. Fiesta Grand Parade is tonight. The parade is tonight at 7 o'clock downtown. Typical parade route starts on Spring Street, goes down Garden, and then up Palafox, and then down Palafox, and we have a good time. So always looking forward to that. We'll be out there at 7 o'clock. Also, the Pensacola Boat Parade that starts tomorrow at 1:45. Watch it from any of the beachfront areas, Plaza Luna, or the Corinne Jones Resource Center.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump will deliver remarks about the Manhattan jury's verdict against him in his hush money trial at 11 a.m. Eastern. His trial attorney, Todd Blanche, says his client didn't get a fair shake.
We've been saying for over a year that we couldn't get a fair trial in Manhattan.
Blanche on Jesse Waters Primetime. Fox's Brooke Saintman spoke exclusively with the former president.
He tells me his eyes are still set on November, saying, quote, "We have to think about how something like this could have happened to our country. November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country."
Manhattan D. Alvin Bragg says he did his job. New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney.
There can be no justice in our justice system as long as we have prosecutors like Alvin Bragg who will violate all the procedural rules and substantive rules.
The Republican on Fox and Friends First, sentencing July 11th. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is partly cloudy, and we've got 75 degrees so far this morning. We are learning more about the recent resignation of former Pensacola City Attorney and current Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay. She says the conversation that led to her resignation with the City of Pensacola was initiated by city leaders. She said it left her surprised, but she understands.
It's not a good look to have in your attorney's office someone who's being sued for violating public records law.
Lindsay is being sued by the Milton City Council and City Attorney Alex Andrade, that lawsuit alleging she's been unwilling to comply with public records requests that center around the hiring of former city manager Scott Collins. Well, we are seeing a lot of reaction today in the aftermath of the guilty verdicts for former President Donald Trump in his trial in New York. Senator Marco Rubio reacting last night on Fox News. He says it was a show trial, and he says it's troubling that that could happen in America.
I think it's terrible. I think what this showed today is that if they can go after a former president with a ridiculous charge like this and gain a conviction, they can go after anybody. Most people can't afford to fight this stuff off.
And also seeing reaction from Governor Ron DeSantis, he posted on X calling the case, quote, "a testament to the political debasement of the justice system in places like New York City." Congressman Matt Gaetz also posting on his X account. He writes, quote, "this verdict is a corrupt result of a corrupt trial, corrupt judge, and a corrupt DA." Former President Trump is expected to speak later this morning regarding yesterday's verdicts. An Atmore man has been arrested in connection to a double stabbing that occurred at a Tractor Supply store last month. 19-year-old Luke Still was arrested after being released from a treatment center for injuries. He's now charged with first and third degree assault, burglary, criminal mischief, and theft. That incident happened April 23rd at the store in Atmore on Lindbergh Avenue. Investigators say they arrived about noon that day and found multiple people suffering from severe stab wounds. Two other men were reportedly found in the parking lot with no injuries but blood on their clothing. Additional charges and additional suspects are pending. The state of Florida will soon require insurance agents that write policies for Citizens Insurance to get at least three offers that their customers can sign. Can sign on with the state-backed
company. This is part of legislation approved earlier this year and signed into law by Governor DeSantis. Mark Friedlander with the Insurance Information Institute says part of an ongoing effort by Citizens to shed policies and lower its risk exposure.
And even though depopulation is growing very well, they've moved over 400,000 policies to the private market. They're also adding new policies. They've added about 200,000 policies during that same time frame.
As a result, Friedlander says the company has a long way to go to reach its ideal size of 400,000 to 500,000 homeowner policies. I'm Reed Shepard.
Thank you very much, Reed. Well, get ready. It's almost time now for the annual Python Challenge. That's going to be happening in the Everglades here in just a couple of months.
This challenge will allow the public to engage directly and in a hands-on way in Everglades restoration. And I'm happy to announce also that participants will be able to win prizes and, of course, do us a tremendous public service.
That is Florida's Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. And registration for the annual Python Challenge opened yesterday. There's more than $25,000 in cash prizes. The competition itself runs from August 9th through the 18th. And if you're interested, check out the flpythonchallenge.org website to learn the contest rules and study the regulations and also the humane methods for killing the snakes. 7:35 right now, and a man I could see traveling to the Everglades to hunt some pythons. Here's Jimmy with your traffic.
I don't know what would make you say that, but...
You look like a python hunter.
It's the beard, I guess.
It is. It looks very rugged.
Thank you. If you were traveling on Olive Road, east and westbound, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right in between Whitmere Drive and Cody Lane, and backing up Cody Lane a little bit as well. And traffic building up on Davis Highway heading southbound as well, in front of the West Florida Hospital there, backing up traffic on the intersections of East Johnson Avenue and University Parkway. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way westbound on 98 over the 3 Mile Bridge into town this morning, and not seeing any significant backups on Gulf Beach Highway or Blue Angel Parkway. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with temperatures warming up quickly into the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of humidity, high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. As we head into Saturday, 40% chance of rain in the morning, then turning into an 80% chance of rain during the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms with a high near 83. Saturday night, 40% chance of rain, low near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we have 75 degrees in Pensacola. It's 73 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 72. Two in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Internal Revenue Service has announced its free electronic tax return filing system that it experimented with this year will be a permanent fixture. The IRS tested the service for the 2024 tax season in 12 states for people with very simple W-2s. The agency is also asking all 50 states to help file their returns through the program in 2025. Boeing's top executives have delivered a plan of action to improve quality and safety to the Federal Aviation Administration. Changes will be made to the company's production process and safety systems. However, the FAA ruled that Boeing cannot increase its production for its MAX planes. Boeing and the FAA officials will meet weekly to review progress. Futures are slightly lower ahead of the inflation report due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 330, the NASDAQ down 183. That's Your Money Now.
Texting and rolls. Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's this morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show.
Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department.
Cola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's their range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Yes, it is our tenant commands, learning your tenant commands for NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, and Corey Station. And joining us this morning, we have a really cool opportunity. We're going to talk to the Commodore Training Air Wing 5, which is at NAS Whiting Field. Marine Colonel Anthony Crockle, call sign Fez. Colonel, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely. These are questions that just people have who don't know, and those are the folks we're trying to explain things to. What is a Commodore?
So the Commodore is a honorary title. It's a Navy title for commanding officers at a major command level, 06 level, that are in command of operational units.
So, and this is one of the things that sometimes civilians have trouble with is things like, okay, so he's a colonel, but he's a Commodore, and he's a commanding officer. Which one? Well, all.
know, right.
All of them.
In my case, all three.
That's exactly right. This is kind of unusual, though, and we probably ought to talk about this at the beginning, is this is one of the most important commands in the aviation training pipeline because you oversee both the primary instruction for fixed-wing aircraft but also the advanced instruction for rotary-wing aircraft, helicopters, and what you might call ordinary planes. But you're not a member of the Navy, and so why is that? That's kind of unusual.
Sure. So we train all Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, helicopter pilots, as well as 12 partner countries trust us with training their students to become naval aviators in their respective countries. So it's a fantastic organization. I mean, we have three primary squadrons, that's VT-2, VT-3, and VT-6, teaching T-6 training for primary or basic flight training. And then at Southfield, we have three more squadrons teaching helicopter training. That's HT 8, 18, and 28.
So you have, and for me anyway, it's really helpful to think about it as almost two separate air operations, two separate airports, even though they're on the same campus. The north or the northwest or whatever is where you're in the Texan, the T-6 Texan. That's the turbo prop that people see flying overhead, the orange and the white coloring, and then the other one is either a combination of the Sea Ranger, which is the old helicopter, or the new T-73 Thrasher, which is more orange in color, but that's a brand new one, and that's the South operation. So when people come out of training from Redman, okay, they come out of the sort of knife, the Naval Introductory Flight Evaluation, and then they go to you at the North Field to get primary flight instruction, right?
Right.
And what does that entail? What's that process involve?
Sure. Yeah. So the whole process is about 7 months long, and they'll start out in ground school learning T6 systems, fuel, electrical, hydraulic, that sort of thing. Then they'll go into simulators. Then they'll start flying in what we call the contact phase, and that phase consists of, you know, learning how to handle the aircraft, the stalls and spins, and then learning how to do course rules, basically the way we fly in and out of the airport, and also how to do a basic landing pattern, right, touch and goes and that sort of thing. After that, they'll split off in either one of two branches based off of operational requirements. They'll either go to a formation stage where they'll learn how to fly very close to another aircraft, not as close as the Blues, but certainly in what we call parade formation. And then they'll split off and go to learn how to fly instruments. In other words, learn how to fly when you can't see a visible horizon outside, in the clouds, in other words. And then they'll typically culminate with a couple of day and night visual navigation flights based off of terrain features on the ground. And then they'll finish up and select into a different pipeline. So they'll either go jets, or they'll go maritime, V-22s, or helicopters.
So this process, and they go, they do either instruments or formation, and then whichever one they did first, they have to then do the other one. They're both required. It's just a question of what makes more sense in a production sense, you know, which to come first, right?
Right.
So they graduate through that, and then, as you say, they're gonna select for the jets or fixed wing or the Osprey or whatever, and that's basically by how well they did. Typically, jets are the better performers and so forth. Is that the idea usually?
So typically, our number one student can select whatever they want, but everyone else after that is largely a function of their desire, but also the needs of the Navy, right? There could be a case where there are, you know, zero V-22 spots open that week, and they won't be able to select for it. So it's needs of the Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard, but also the desires of the student and, of course, the performance of the student. There is a minimum requirement to become a jet pilot in terms of their grades.
And what is it, about two-thirds of all of the primary flight instruction is going to come to Whiting, and the other third goes to Corpus Christi after they go through Knife, is that right?
Correct. So there's five squadrons total for primary. Three of them are here, and two of them are Corpus.
Okay, perfect. Very good. And how many students is that at a time?
So I will tell you, I have 1,100 students here that I graduate between fixed-wing training, primary, and advanced helicopter training. That's a staggering 91,000 flight hours. I wouldn't be able to do it without the help of 380 instructor pilots. And, of course, we have 330 aircraft here on station. So that's why you see us flying around all those orange and white helicopters and planes all the time.
Busiest flight operations in the world, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, so if you include all of our outlying fields, it is the biggest or the busiest, rather, compound in terms of air operations.
Very good. We're talking to Colonel Anthony Fez Crockle, the Commodore of Training Air Wing 5 at Nanny S. Whiting Field. We'll come back to this in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're traveling eastbound on Olive Road, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right before that intersection with North 9th Avenue. Again, at the intersection with Davis Highway. Davis Highway southbound backing up quite a bit right outside the West Florida Hospital, right after the intersection with Johnson Avenue, and affecting the roads surrounding it. Not seeing any buildup on Woodbine or Chemukla if you are in Pace, but could experience a little bit of a slowdown on the U.S. 90 bridge this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Colonel Crockle from NAS Whiting Field, the Commodore of Training Air Wing 5. Okay, so, Colonel, they get their way through primary flight instruction, and then they graduate and they select. If they go big wing, they go to Corpus Christi. If they go helos, they stay there for advanced rotary training. And if they go jets, they go to what, Kingsville or Meridian, I believe. But if they stay here and they do helicopters, how does it change? Because the perception I've always had is that in basic flight instruction or primary flight instruction, you kind of want to, if they're not going to work out, you want to make sure they don't work out fast, you know, so that you don't waste time and money and they don't waste time and career on something that's not going to work out. But in helicopters, it's a little bit different. Is that right?
Yeah, so our, you know, we have an attrition rate here of about 9% for primary. Now, that includes all things. So it could be performance. It could be aeromedical adaptability, maybe somebody who just gets really sick in the plane, or it could be medical reasons, right? So about 9% attrition in primary. So you're right. We do end up, you know, we do want to figure out whether they are going to be ready to fly as a career early on. Now, as you can imagine, that gets cut in about half once you go to advanced because they're already done with primary. So at advanced, it's a little bit, the training is a little bit longer. It's about 8 months. But effectively, it's a similar process in terms of ground school, SIMS, contacts, formations, instruments. You're just living a completely different way to fly since now you're hovering, right?
Right. And very, 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 very intense in terms of academics, in terms of performance. You don't get to fail much, and you've got to know your stuff, and you've got to be able to do it and do it right and impress the instructors. Basically true across the board, right?
Absolutely. We do have a very high standard. I mean, we expect students to come prepared. And, you know, we find as the students who work as a team early and study in groups, do better than others.
And when it comes to, now you talked earlier that in the T6 and the Texan, the propeller plane, that the simulators are a part of that. But with the, especially with the new T-73 Thrashers, the new helicopters from Leonardo, these simulators are unbelievable. I've actually had a chance to fly one of those when we came up there for Leadership Santa Rosa. The simulator work is phenomenal, right?
The fidelity of the simulators is staggering. It's state-of-the-art capability. Some of the best helicopter sims you'll see in all of, even civilian in industry. We have mixed reality here. We have simulators that can model, you know, snow, sleet, rain. We can put a Navy ship in the ocean so that you can practice how to land on the ship in the ocean. The capabilities are absolutely amazing. And unlike the aircraft, right, they're unaffected by real weather and unaffected by, you know, the mechanical issues that we see at times.
So if I'm on the ground, I think this will help people to maybe relate to what you do a lot. If I'm on the ground, like yesterday, we were canoeing in Coldwater Creek. If I look up and I see one of the T-6 Texans flying overhead, who's in that plane?
So what you'll see around here is you'll see a student in the front seat, and an instructor in the rear seat from one of the VT squadrons.
But at some point, the student is going to fly by themselves, right?
Correct. So they'll append their call sign solo at the end of their call sign. So the VT2 they're the duo birds. So they go by, and their call sign is Blackbird. VT3 are the Red Knights. So they go by Red Knight. And then VT6, they're the shooters, so they'll go shooter. So it might be a call sign would be shooter 1-2-3, and then when they're flying by themselves, it would be shooter 1-2-3 solo.
Okay, all right. And same for the helicopters. Mostly it's an instructor and a student, but then at some point they solo?
Correct. However, they do what's called a buddy solo. So they'll actually go out, because once we're flying helicopters, we know we're going to be flying a crewed aircraft for the rest of their career. So that becomes a focus of the training, from going from a single seat mindset in primary to a crewed aircraft in advance. So when they go solo, they'll actually find a buddy who may have just finished up advanced helicopter training and go on a solo with them.
Very interesting. And so,
no instructor.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay, so it's not quite a solo, but it's a more of a realistic simulation in the sense that they're going to fly that way in the fleet. They're not going to fly it by themselves in a helicopter. Okay. And I know you said it, but I just want to make sure people hear this part because it's so important. Every single person who is going to fly a helicopter in the Coast Guard, the Marines, and the Navy is going to come through Whiting in the advanced rotary training on the South Field. And 2/3 of all of the pilots of any kind are going to come through the north side of the field. And then some of them will go to rotor, some of them will go to jet, some of them will go to the big wing. One or two other quick questions. I knew we'd run out of time before I ran out of questions. Sometimes you take longer flights. A lot of the flights are between Whiting Field and these outlying fields around the area, which is how you practice. But then toward the end, you take a cross-country flight in both platforms, right?
Absolutely. You know, Pensacola is called the cradle of naval aviation. Mm-hmm. And this is where we learn how to fly. Now, it is a very scripted situation and scenario flying in and out of these local airports, right? You really get to learn when you get on the road and you get away from the cradle, right? So sort of get pushed out of the nest, mm-hmm, and go on the road and fly into really, you know, busy airspaces, you know, Washington, D.C. In fact, I'm going to be flying to Washington, D.C., to fly there to Washington, D.C. in about an hour. And we do a lot of flying on our weekends, both helicopters and on the fixed-wing side as well.
Very cool. I absolutely knew we would run out of time before we were able to get to, I mean, I got to about a third of my questions. But just this one thing I want to – what's an on-wing? If you can do it in a minute, what's an on-wing?
Sure. Your on-wing is the instructor pilot you are assigned to as soon as you start the flight training portion. And that on-wing is going to shepherd you and mentor you through your first, you know, maybe 10 or so flights. And then after that, you're going to go and start learning from other instructors to get a sort of a different perspective on techniques.
So you start with one sort of, I hate to use this expression, but like your kindergarten instructor, and then they get you the place where you can start learning from a variety of grade school instructors, and then you get all of the things from there. Man, Colonel Crockle, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for the time this morning. We barely scratched the surface on what I know we could do for hours and talk about the training, since it's a many, many weeks and many thousands of students process. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for helping our folks understand what happens at NES Whiting Field and what they're seeing in the air when they see those planes and helicopters flying overhead.
Thanks for having me on the show, Andrew.
Absolutely. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
Well, if you're coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you are clear over the US 90 bridge into town this morning. Seeing a lot of traffic building up on North Navy Boulevard at the intersection of US Highway 98 going all the way until about Chief's Way there, and building up on Chief's Way as well. Coming in from Gulf Breeze Navarre, you are clear westbound on 98 all the way into Pensacola over the bridge this morning. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Just come with me and we can shake it blues. Oh, man, we're so completely out of time. God, honestly, there's so many other things we could talk about, but I'm so excited to be able to get these folks on the air and have them talk about their mission and what they do at these various naval, and in this case, the Marine installation. I love this.
Local
series.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.